From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. India conducted the fifth test of its nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday from the Abdul Kalam Island off Odisha's coast in the east. The country's most advanced missile, the Agni 5, has a range of more than 5,000 kilometers and will bring all of China within range when it is introduced into the armed forces. A bus fire in northwestern Kazakhstan killed 52 Uzbek citizens on route used by migrant workers heading to Russia. The bus was traveling from southern Kazakhstan to Russia's Kazan. The route was widely used to transport Uzbek workers to and from Russia, where they often take work on building sites. Only five people managed to escape the burning vehicle and are being treated. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley said it was good that North Korea and South Korea were talking, but called the Olympic talks a distraction.
Just because North and South Korea are holding hands today doesn't mean that that threat has gone away. The United States and the international community is going to keep up the pressure on North Korea to totally disband. Until that time, we're going to wait and make sure there's no activity, no testing. But when that time comes, we will decide at that point. But all the cards are actually in North Korea's hands on how we respond.
Haley said that the United States would work with North Korea if they did the right thing, but if not, there were other options available. Follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, video, stories, and more. You can also download our mobile application to take VOA News with you. This is VOA News. The two Republican senators from the state of Arizona, both who are not running for re-election, are taking to task the president for his attacks on the media. John McCain, in a Washington Post opinion piece, and Jeff Flake on the floor of the Senate say Donald Trump's words are being used by foreign leaders to silence and shutter one of democracy's key pillars.
The free press is the despot's enemy, which makes the free press the guardian of democracy. When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion, not the press.
For President Trump, however, attacking the press is a proven winner. It was part of his campaign undermining traditional institutions that propelled him to victory. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull traveled to Japan Thursday on a mission to boost defense ties amid China's aggressive maritime expansion and North Korea's escalating nuclear weapons program.
Tonight, I'll be discussing with Prime Minister Abe what more we can do, together with the United States, China, the Republic of Korea, and the whole global community, to enforce and enhance economic sanctions and show this rogue regime that it is utterly isolated in its pursuit of its destabilizing and illegal nuclear weapons program.
Turnbull said the international sanctions on North Korea must be maintained. Thursday, South Koreans expressed concern about the government's plans to impose strict rules on cryptocurrency as local policymakers joined the global chorus of virtual coin critics. Jeff Custer has more.
South Korea's chief of the Financial Services Commission, Choi Jong-koo, said Thursday the government is considering either shutting down all local virtual currency exchanges or just the ones which have been violating the law. The shift toward tighter regulation sparked strong reaction from many South Koreans, thousands of whom signed a petition on the website of the presidential Blue House to stop a ban on cryptocurrency trading. Prices have plummeted since South Korea announced last week it may ban domestic cryptocurrency exchanges. On Wednesday, Bitcoin's value slid 18%. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Public satisfaction with the performance of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's government rose in December to the highest level on record since one of the country's top pollsters started conducting opinion surveys in the 1980s. His administration obtained an excellent net satisfaction rating of plus 70, a rise of 12 points from September's very good level based on a December 8th to 16th poll, according to social weather stations. Political analyst Ramon Capsil said the latest survey showed Duterte's popularity had not diminished despite drawing international criticism for his bloody war on drugs and human rights record. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.